With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Work is underway to clear the Maryland Key Bridge, taken down by a cargo ship last week in the Baltimore Harbor.
Crews work around the clock at the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, some above ground, others in the water, including tugboats, barges, and a floating crane capable of lifting 1,000 tons. Still, metal pieces that are too big to be hauled away must be cut down. Maryland Governor Wes Moore was by the site Saturday.
The north sections of the Key Bridge are going to be cut up.
Meanwhile, when it's safe, divers will be back in the water for recovery of workers who lost their lives when the cargo ship, which said it lost steering, hit the bridge Tuesday. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, RNC Chairman Michael Whatley says all Republicans need to do in order to win in the fall is to lay out the contrasts between life under Joe Biden and life under former President Trump.
We are going to make sure that we are using any and every available platform to put our message out there and demonstrate to the American people the amazing contrast that we have in front of us right now.
Meanwhile, Whatley tells the Salem Radio Network it shouldn't be hard for Republicans to win over undecided voters this election year.
All we need to do is have people understand that they are better off under President Trump. They will be better off under President Trump. And they're going to go out and they're going to vote.
Whatley believes voters will respond to the promise of an improved economy, law and order, and strong foreign policy. Professed devout Catholic Joe Biden facing criticism from former President Trump and religious conservatives for proclaiming Sunday, March 31st, which corresponds with Easter this year, as Transgender Day of Visibility. This is SRN News. Democrats want a new national holiday to celebrate baby killing.
Legislation has been introduced on Capitol Hill that would establish March 10th as Abortion Provider Appreciation Day. Sponsored by Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii and Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, the measure would, quote, celebrate the courage, compassion, and high-quality care that abortion providers offer to families across the U.S. The bill, which is unlikely to pass, is being described as a Democratic election year stunt. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another example of China's persecution of Christians. A pastor has been released from prison after 7 years, but finds himself unable to access even the most basic services because his government identification has been permanently revoked. Pastor John Cao was arrested in 2017 while returning from a missionary trip in Myanmar. He had married, he had visited the U.S., married an American woman, but did not seek citizenship. SRN News. Good news for small businesses. John Scott reports hiring woes may be easing.
The CBIZ Small Business Employment Index reported a seasonally adjusted increase of 0.17% in February as the U.S. economy stays strong despite high interest rates. Small businesses have a tougher time retaining workers since they often can't offer higher salaries or other perks like health insurance. The CBIZ Index tracks hiring among thousands of companies with 300 or fewer employees. In February, 20% of companies in the index hired more staff, while 60% made no change to their headcounts. Meanwhile, 20% cut staff. John Scott reporting.
U.S. military has finished draining more than 104 million gallons of fuel from an underground tanking complex in Hawaii that had poisoned 6,000 people when it leaked into Pearl Harbor's drinking water back in 2021. More at town and SRNnews.com.